In Fresno, almond orchards bloom in late winter. Beehives are brought in for pollination. But this year, something went wrong. Now county ag officials are investigating the deaths of hundreds of thousands of honeybees. Capital Public Radio's Julia Mietrich has the story.
Tom Ullman's an old hand at California agriculture, but he's new to honeybee forensics.
The Kerman District Office got the call. A gentleman was driving past and saw some dead bees. I'll show you where the colonies were.
Ullman works for the Fresno County Agricultural Commissioner. He's part of an investigation into two large bee kills. One happened here in Kerman. Ullman turns his pickup into a muddy lane between two almond orchards.
Yeah, it was right about here were the ones that we came out and took samples from.
They collected bee bodies and swabs from outside the hives and sent them to a lab at the California Department of Pesticide Regulation. Ullman's looked over pesticide use reports in Kerman for the days leading up to the bee kill.
And so far there's nothing that has been done that we have found that is in violation of any regulatory requirements according to the label.
About those labels, California has safeguards in place for honeybees. Here's how they work. Certain pesticide labels carry warnings of the risk to bees when the product is sprayed on blooming crops, like this one.
Do not apply this product to blooming crops or weeds if bees are visiting the treatment area.
Gene Brandy is president of the American Beekeeping Federation and a veteran beekeeper from Los Banos. He says the label is the law. Everybody gets that what's written on the label means do not apply these pesticides by day. And Brandy says, remember the backdrop, the Central Valley in late winter.
It's very likely that there's going to be some bees visiting blooming plants if you've got blooming plants on your property, especially if you've got almonds within 2 miles.
Brandy reckons growers, pesticide applicators, and beekeepers all clearly understand following the label to mean only apply these pesticides at night.
This is added 10 years to my life, what happened this year.
Joe Treanor's been wrangling bees for nearly 50 years. Hives he brought to Kerman got hit. Bees he put in Sanger orchards, 30 miles east, were hit even worse. To Treanor, the volume of dead bees and their location suggests exposure to a pesticide, the kind with a bee warning. He suspects a spray was applied into the early morning hours. USDA lab reports show several insecticides in bee bodies and bee pollen from Kerman. One of them is Carzol, commonly used by nectarine growers to control an insect called thrips. In both bee kill areas, there are nectarines within 3 miles of almonds. The county's preliminary finding is that a Carzol application to nearby nectarines was completed by midnight.
I can't totally blame the county.
Bee broker Joe Treanor.
They depend on use reports, and use reports are only good as the honesty of the guy that signs them, saying what he put on, what time of day he put it on, and anybody can fudge a use report.
Stace Leone, Fresno County Deputy Ag Commissioner, is leading the investigation. Yes, she says it's an honor system, but she doesn't find it credible that pesticide applicators would intentionally break the rules.
Why would you want to spend money on a product and apply it if it wasn't going to work, or do it at the wrong time or use too much? It doesn't make sense to me why they would do that.
Bee broker Joe Treanor says he won't bring bees back into these areas next year unless the county can assure him this won't happen again.
I want them to pay more attention to what's going on in their county and establish some kind of rules that can be enforced.
A lot of statements are being made that we don't care.
Stace Leone.
Or we're not turning over all stones to try to figure it out. That's just not true.
While the county investigation follows its course, beekeepers impacted by this winter's bee kills are working on regenerating their colonies. Julia Mietrich, Capital Public Radio News.